From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After federal appeals judges blocked a similar order from implementation last month, U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a new travel ban barring travelers from Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen for 3 months and all refugees for 4.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson joined Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly Monday to comment on the new executive order. Tillerson thanked Iraq for helping review the new regulations.
I want to express my appreciation to Prime Minister al-Abadi of Iraq for his positive engagement and support for implementing these actions. The United States welcomes this kind of close cooperation with countries in every region of the world who share our commitment to national security. This revised order will bolster the security of the United States and her allies.
The new ban includes a grace period and will take effect March 16th. It will not affect legal permanent residents or travelers who had valid visas as of January 27th. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey has asked the Justice Department to dispute President Trump's allegation that former President Barack Obama ordered a wiretap on telephones at Trump Tower in New York during last year's presidential campaign. Appearing on the ABC News program this week, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders refused to say where President Trump got the information.
Look, I think he is going off of information that he's seen that has led him to believe that this is a very real potential. And if it is, this is the greatest overreach and the greatest abuse of power that I think we've ever seen, in a huge attack on democracy itself. And the American people have a right to know if this took place.
Some U.S. lawmakers of both major political parties have criticized the president's contention. This is VOA News. North Korea fired 4 ballistic missiles this Monday, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said 3 of the missiles landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone. He also said the ballistic missiles fired this time show clearly that North Korea has become a new kind of threat. This comes as joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea have gotten underway in the area. VOA asked Tufts University Korea expert Sung Yoon Lee about what North Korea is trying to accomplish.
South Korea is in political chaos. Remind the South Korean public that you elect a hardliner like President Park Geun-hye, who is impeached. You dare to confront us, and you have more to pay for it than we do.
The U.S. State Department condemned the launches, saying they violate the U.N. Security Council prohibition of North Korea using ballistic technology. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward Mosul city center in an attempt to take positions still held by Islamic State militants. The offensive had been delayed in recent days by bad weather. Officials say several villages in West Mosul have been retaken in the latest fighting. Iraqi forces retook the eastern part of Mosul earlier this year after an offensive began on October 17th.
To add to the refugee crisis, International Red Cross officials said Sunday that some of the refugees had to be treated for symptoms linked to the use of chemical weapons, such as blisters, vomiting, and red eyes.
Since 1st of March, the hospital that our medical team and surgeons are currently working at received 15 people that showed that they had some sort of exposure to chemical agents. Between these 15, there was 5 children and 4 women.
The use of chemical weapons is a war crime. Islamic State has been accused of using them in Syria, but this is the first report of the use of chemical weapons in Iraq. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan says overnight terrorist attacks from across the Afghan border have killed at least 6 soldiers, reiterating a call for Kabul to boost security on the Afghan side of the frontier. A splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban took credit for what it described as a surprise assault. U.S. immigration officials have detained an Afghan family of 5 who arrived in Los Angeles for a connecting flight to Seattle, where they plan to resettle. A petition by the International Refugee Assistance Project on behalf of the father, mother, and 3 children also is asking a federal court to release the family. Environmental pollution kills more than 1 in 4 children under the age of 5 every year. The World Health Organization warns these child deaths will increase dramatically if action is not taken to reduce environmental risk. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.